2022, shortly after OpenAI launched ChatGPT. That day, I was preparing a presentation for a key client when I received a message from one of our customers, a logistics firm's manager who asked me for a consultation. Since Christmas was coming and I didn't want to start anything new, I began writing that I could only dive in after the new year. But then I decided to try something different, and I asked him exactly what kind of help he needed. I need to find online stores that are using our competition's services. Normally, I'd pass this sort of query on to one of my colleagues, but this time I simply pasted the question into ChatGPT and watched the magic happen. An answer started jumping onto the screen within seconds. Word by word, sentence by sentence, I was astonished. All the recommendations made sense, and what's more, they were really good. But it didn't stop there. After a few more questions and answers, I asked the app for a tip on how to turn these recommendations into an automated process. The AI leapt straight from the role of a consultant to that of a programmer and created an automation code. I fed it some more tasks and sent the answers straight to the customer. "Great, thanks a lot. You've really, really helped me." And that's when I realized these apps would soon replace my work too. Work that I'd always thought was so sophisticated and special. And that gave me so much joy and such good pay that I thought I'd be sticking with it for the rest of my life. I knew it would happen eventually, but I definitely didn't expect it so soon. The power of tech. This moment, one of my first experiences with truly intelligent AI, completed a puzzle that had been assembling before my eyes for almost 15 years. That's how long I've been helping organizations adopt and use digital productivity tools. Thousands of people attend my lectures every year, from top managers to government officials. The companies I founded have helped with digitalization at hundreds of businesses of all sizes. So, I've personally seen what people who have mastered these tools can do. I myself have so many projects going on that I can't imagine how I'd handle it all without the help of modern technologies. And the best part is that I work remotely most of the time, from Spanish islands, Austrian peaks, or any place with good waves or opportunities to dive. I'm not writing any of this to brag. I didn't found Apple, Tesla, or any other billion-dollar company. But my projects make money. I can spend every summer with my children, and in the winter, I have no problem taking a couple weeks off and spending them all skiing. And above all, I find my work incredibly fun. Long ago, when I read things like this in self-development books, I just laughed at them. I thought a life like this was only possible for a tiny elite. But the world has changed, and this kind of life is attainable for more people than ever. Why now? One of the reasons for this shift is that skilled employees now have way more flexibility to design their work and mold their jobs to suit their lifestyles. There are a lot more opportunities to make a living or earn some extra cash from pretty much anywhere. But here's the most important thing. The rise of artificial intelligence has blown the door wide open in terms of what we can achieve. And the following story is a perfect example of this. A couple of weeks before ChatGPT's first anniversary, I received an email from the Harvard Business Review about a generative AI survey. That sparked an idea. I should conduct a similar survey in my own country. Quality data is always valuable, and it could generate good publicity for our projects. Plus, it would be an interesting experiment to see how much AI could help us. It was also a glimpse into why I believe we're entering into a golden age of creators, as well as a free-for-all era for copycats. I started by summarizing the email into ChatGPT and asking it to generate a title.